you'd have to be there, I guess, to see that interaction and hear it. And the courtesy and clarity with which Jesus answers this woman. She's listening to him preach, right? While Jesus was speaking, and she said, in effect, "Oh, your mother is a lucky woman." You know? Imagine having a son like that. And he says, "Listen, you want to be blessed? Just hear my Father's word and do it. That's all you need." Now, from a Mariological point of view, there's really no problem, right? Who ever heard the word of God and kept it better than Mary? I mean, so there's not a problem here with this Mariological or whatever. The problem is looking at our life and saying, like, "I'm a Catholic." Okay. What are you doing about it? Do you hear the word of God and keep it? Or are you just a Catholic? What does that mean? We are heir to a 2-millennial tradition that comes right from Jesus Christ and has been preserved by the Holy Spirit up to this day. And that preservation is itself miraculous. Because if he ever stopped doing that, we'd destroy the church in a half hour. So there's something very important here for us, I think. Don't rely on being a Catholic unless you really are one. Love the Lord. Pour out. You heard about this lovely Spanish fellow, huh? Love the Lord. Do his work all day long. Hear his word. The blessedness starts with the hearing. You got to hear it. Well, you know, I heard it. I mean, I could recite it. Yeah, that's not exactly what's going on here. To hear the word means to have it so impact your spirit that you change. Now, we've all had that experience in our lives, one time or another, reading, hearing it preached, whatever. Do we cultivate those? It's a nice gospel to have on a day when we're saying this votive mass in honor of Mary. Remember? She kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. The greatest challenge today, I think, in being a Christian is that we live in the middle of a 3-ring circus. You know, we got radio, we got TV, we got internet, we got, I don't know what, we got sales in every store in the world. We got, you know, we live in the middle of a 3-ring circus. When do we get time to think? You know, I'm going off tomorrow morning to preach a retreat to the Trappists up in New York. You know. Well, that's a pretty sane life, actually. At least they're out of the 3-ring circus. Now, what they're doing with it, that's just, only God knows. I'm not saying they're not doing well. I'm just saying it. Out of the 3-ring circus is only step one. Well, how do we get out of the 3-ring circus? Interesting, you know, John Essef, close friend of mine, a very holy priest, actually on the best exorcist in the country. We were on the phone. He said, "Oh, Francis, I think of you there with your contemplative life. And you know, compared to some of these guys, that's, you look on me as very busy, but I mean, I'm hours and hours upstairs with the Bible. So I hear it. Now do I carry it out? You see, the Word has a power. The secret is to spend the time, fight for the time. And if you take an objective assessment of what we do in a day, a high percentage of it is a waste of time. You know, it's our biggest, if we were living out in the Sahara Desert, we wouldn't have a lot of distractions. I haven't been in the Sahara, but I've been in that whole desert that leads down to Sinai. And you know, it's gorgeous. It's pretty hot too, but it's hot in the day and freezing cold at night because it's dry, dry, dry. There's nothing to keep. The Arabs say the desert is a cold place heated by the sun. That's the way they describe it. Huh? But you're out from all the three-ring circus. The best most people can do day by day is to get a prayer time. Day by day. But year by year, go away. See, these fellas up there in New York, I've been asked, what do you think, you've got a theme that you want me to talk about? What are you going to... The guy said, look, all we want is a half hour talk a day. I said, neat, I can make a retreat myself. He said, well, some of the guys I probably want to talk to. So, but you see the instinct? Get out of the three-ring circus. It's all around you. I don't have time, but if I were to say, let's everybody stop and think, what have you planned to do today? How much time for silence? How much time for the Word? You see, we're not, what can I say, you know, we got enough money to eat. We don't have to work all day. Actually, it's supposed to be a day off. It's a day when I can get to clean the house and do the dishes and I don't know, whatever. Go shopping and mow the lawn and those are all good things. But what about some time to hear the Word of God and let it work on us so that it'll change us? That's all our Lord is saying to this lady, you know. She's all excited about our Lord's physical origins. Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts that nursed you. Well, they are blessed. No doubt about that. But what makes that person holy is that she heard the Word of God and kept it. I had fun yesterday, Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, right? Here in the morning, we said the gospel of the day, but I knew there must be another one. So there was in the back. And it was the Annunciation. So I went all through the text with the youngsters. And I said, did you hear her say, yes? They said, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, okay. Now when God asks you to do something, what are you going to say? Yes! They all shouted out. So at the end of Mass, I asked him again. I said, yes! Why don't we try it? You know, we have got to be in the top half of 1% of the world for blessings. Huh? For food, for shelter, for health, for medications when we need them. You know, for transportation, for access to stuff, TVs and computers, and you know. And the Word of God and the Eucharist. We got to be in the top half of 1% of the world in our blessing. Now, wouldn't it be great if it really bore fruit? If it really bore fruit. If we said to the Holy Spirit, please move in and take over. And if I don't listen, box me on the ear till I do. It would be nice to die and have the Lord say, "Blessed are you, you heard my word and you kept it." And as things get worse, and they probably will, we have got to be able to love from a deeper place and with more strength. We can't be scared. I mean, we'd be scared enough if they started going around shooting us, but we've got to be from that place where love comes from. There's a beautiful story. I forgot where this took, in Eastern Europe somewhere. There was this priest in the concentration camp being beaten a lot and forgiving, you know. He didn't proclaim every day, "I forgive you." He just did it. And one of the guards was so moved that he accepted Christ. So they started beating him. So one night after beating him, they threw them down in their beds. And that night, they both died. Imagine what fun they're having in heaven. You see? The persecutor and the persecuted. God brought them both together. And now they're in heaven. Martyrs, saint, whatever the name is, pray for us. That's probably long enough. But fight for the time to hear the word. And if it's you're having a hard time with it, say that to Jesus. "Lord, I can't make any sense of this. I don't know what this is supposed to mean. I opened up the Bible waiting for a word from you and I got this, and I don't know what to do with it." He's probably going to say, if you listen in your heart, "Just keep cracking your brain. Make a little effort. I'm not going to spoon feed you all the time. I expect you to start thinking." So you start saying, "Lord, I promise you, when you finally explain what this text is about, I'll do it." Then he's going to say, "Okay, now you're talking turkey. Now I'm ready to open it up for you."